Hi, it's me, John Gabris, and you're about to hear an episode of The Gino Lombardo Show from Season 1, now available for free for the first time, released from behind the paywall. Take a listen and get ready for Season 2, which is coming October 5th on Stitcher Premium. If you don't have Stitcher Premium yet, you can go to stitcherpremium.com and use the promo code Gino for one free month.
Broadcasting from the heart of Long Island.
Oh, hell yeah.
WLIR
106.9.
It's the Gino Lombardo Show.
Gino. Cue intro music.
This is the Gino Lombardo Show, coming at you live from Splish Splash in Riverhead, America's favorite water park and the only water park on Long Island. Guys, I'm Gino Lombardo. You're listening to the Gino Lombardo Show, coming live from the 106.9 WLIR tent right here by the Lazy River. I am set up for the day. We're going to be recording this live all day today from Splish Splash. So if you're driving in your car right now and you're hearing your favorite radio host, Mr. Gino Lombardo, talking about being at Splish Splash, get on Route 27, Sunrise Highway, depending on what county you're in. Get on the LIE, jump on the Northern State, and get your ass out to Splish Splash. Hurry the fuck up. Things are gonna be live here. We're gonna have a wet t-shirt contest. The prizes are fucking huge. I'm gonna be talking to some of my friends who work here, and then the biggest news of all, Billy Joel is here, and I'm gonna get a fucking interview with him if it's the last thing I do. Billy Joel himself is at Splish Splash. I saw an upside down Bentley in the parking lot, so that's how I know he's arrived. I'm going to find him, and I'm going to get him. And so that'll be our third biggest guest we've ever had on the show. We've had Seinfeld, we've had Alec Baldwin, and now we're going to have Billy fucking Joel. And I'd like to see Mikey Beefcheeks get Billy Joel on his show, or whoever the Boston version of Billy Joel is. Is it House of Pain? I don't fucking know. Is it Dropkick Murphys? Who cares? With some Irish white-based bullshit. Mikey Beefcheeks, for those of you who don't know, and I hope actually none of you do know, Mikey Beefcheeks is my rival fucking scumbag radio host recording out of Boston, and him and I are getting into beef. I only have a couple of episodes left of my show, so I'm starting some beef with a rival co-host, you know, just going classic Opie and Anthony instigation bullshit. I'm coming for you, Mikey Beefcheeks. Now, granted, it is early December, so a lot of the people here are miserable that we forced the park open, and a lot of the radio station winners who are here, no one's happy to be here. It's freezing, but we're having fun. Come by the WLIR tent, get yourself a frozen block, which used to be a bag of water with a goldfish in it. Now it's like a big goldfish cube. We have ice cold Gatorades for everyone. Hey, hey, sir, hey, little guy. Sir, ma'am, I don't want to gender you. I can't, yeah, they.
What?
Hey.
You're talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking.
You just yelled they at me?
Well, I didn't want to try to gender you from a distance.
Oh,
you're all
boy.
Bundled up.
We've met before. Don't you have any facial recognition ability?
I do, but I do so much recreational thermogenics that my brain is like at 102 degrees.
Well, look at this and see if this tells you anything.
Jesus, now, this is going to be an insane sentence, and I probably shouldn't even say it since listeners don't know, but I recognize that child's penis.
Because it was big, right?
Yeah, because it's fucking huge. And I'm not going to lie, if a kid has a bigger dong than me, it's hard to forget. You're fucking Scott Aukerman's nephew, right?
I'm not fucking him, I am him.
Oh, fuck. Well, you know what I mean. I mean, you're the fucking guy. Well, okay, back it up. You're Scott. Scott Aukerman's your uncle.
Yeah.
You're not fucking him.
I'm not fucking anybody, unfortunately.
Oh, well, Todd, we can fix that right here. The WLIR tent. Yeah, throw those headphones on. Sit down for
what?
A second.
Okay.
Yeah. You're killing it.
Yeah.
We hardly have any get. What are you doing at a closed water park in the winter?
I'm running a wet t-shirt contest.
Oh, are you really? You were the event promoter we teamed up with to do this wet t-shirt contest?
Yeah, babe.
No,
I'm not the event promoter, but I'm kind of like the hype man.
Oh, okay. So that explains your cultural appropriation outfit you have on here.
You want to describe it?
Yeah, well, it's a Native American headdress, an African dashiki, and those Chinese, like, geisha wooden flip-flops.
They told me to try to appeal to everyone.
It's working. You're like the Epcot Center, but in one outfit.
Thanks. This costs so much money on Amazon. this headdress was $18.
Okay, well, that's not a lot of money anymore. You know, that's how much cocktails cost in Los Angeles, where we used to do that podcast.
My cock has a tail.
Okay. Now, also, again, I recognize that cock because it's a huge cock for a child to have. Because
I got
But
big.
That tail is new.
Well, the tail's like an added thing. That's a sort of Davy Crockett homage.
Yeah, I thought that you dyed like a weird pube braid with like rings of color, which is, hey, no judgment, but King of the Wild Frontier, baby.
How long are your pubes or big?
My pubes are short but big. I have thick, coarse, it's like Homer Simpson's hair. I have like four long pubes that kind of curl over the top of my mom's
like
pubis.
Like a comb over?
Yeah, it's like
on your mom's pubis?
On my my mom's pubis is hairless. Because apparently when she had my younger brother, he grabbed a bunch on the way out and pulled them out from the inside. So
with
she's
his
now
fist?
Yeah, he balled up a bunch of my mom's pubes and he dropped. Because my mom was doing, you've heard of water births, you heard of like regular births.
No, start over.
Okay, so a water birth is when a lady has a baby directly into a pool. A normal birth is where a lady has a baby directly into a doctor's arms. And then an air birth, which is what my mom did with my little brother, is where you hang from a chin-up bar 100 feet in the air, and the baby falls out of you via gravity, and then like the movie Gravity.
Well, I gotta tell you, I got in big trouble over here at the water park today.
What, Todd?
Actually, it's actually a miracle you caught me, because they were just walking me over to the lockup room where I get punished.
Oh no, what would you do? I've been in a casino jail, I've been in a football stadium jail, I've never been in a water park jail.
Well, thankfully me neither yet, but that guy over there, see, he's waiting for me. See that guy with the four pairs of sunglasses on?
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's not the guy with four pairs of sunglasses
it
on, is it? But it is,
because
that guy, he's terrifying. He doesn't have eight eyes, does he?
I don't think so. But who knows? He hasn't lifted any of them to wink or anything, so I don't know what's going on under there.
Oh, I hate that. If someone's got sunglasses on and I'm around them, they have to at some point lift them up or pull them down so I can see a wink.
You gotta be a gif about it.
Yeah, you want a gif about it.
If you're wearing sunglasses, you gotta be a gif and put your sunglasses down and give a wink.
Fuck, yeah, dude, that's a good gif.
It's the least you can do.
You know, Todd, you know what would be a fun trick for you that I used to do all the time back in the day?
Kickflip back ollie?
Oh, shit, I wish. I don't even know what that's in reference to. Is that skateboarding?
Probably.
Okay, well, you don't know either, Todd? Well, my trick I was going to say to you is something you could do is you put sunglasses on your dick and pretend your dick's like this big nose that's sticking out in between the sunglasses.
Whoa.
And then you record TikTok videos of your singing penis.
TikTok videos?
TikTok videos.
That's when two guys dock their dicks together on a TikTok?
Yeah, you can search TikTok, TikTok, and it's in it is just a bunch of dudes. You don't know if they're gay or straight, but they're doing some gay stuff where they dock each other's penises.
Hickory dickory TikTok dick dock.
You're just reading your tattoo now, I notice. Is that a temporary tattoo?
Temporary, because life is temporary.
Jesus, Todd, your nihilism is stressing me out. We're at a fucking water park. Yes,
I'm
it's early December. Well, what happened? Why'd you get in trouble?
Well, so I started doing the wet t-shirt contest, getting it going, you know, because we were having preliminaries and then finals later today.
Yeah, I saw the board you had up there. Now, a lot of people just want a few chicks to get up there in a shirt, get them wet, see some boobs, maybe some areola. You have a system in which there are 11 rounds of qualifying head-to-head matches.
Yeah.
Todd, this is a lot to ask of women who are volunteering their time to be objectified by drunk strangers at a water park. It's 11 a.m.
It's a lot to ask, but guess what? They're willing to do it. So whose fault is that?
And you had a bunch of chicks lined up doing drug tests?
Well,
or were you collecting their urine for something else?
Well, a little bit of both. I wanted to make sure they were on drugs if they wanted to participate in the contest.
You wanted them to be drugged.
And if they're not on drugs, I want that piss for later, for when my Uncle Scott tries to give me a piss test.
Oh, okay. What does Uncle Scott consider a piss test?
He tastes it and tries to guess if it's female or male.
The sexy challenge. It's like the Pepsi challenge, but for pee-pee. That
anyway,
sounds like Scott Aukerman. Classic
Scott.
So
the first round, I had all these babes lined up who were high as hell, and I got the water ready, but because it's so cold, it turned to ice cubes, and I threw them on them anyways. And they all got really hurt. Yes. They're bleeding.
So that's why there was a bunch of methed out chicks in the infirmary with, and I was like, are you guys all beat up? You guys need some ice packs? And they went, no, 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 please, no more ice. You threw fucking ice cubes on ladies?
I thought it was water, but it magically changed in the air to be ice cubes.
Oh, sometimes science is magic.
It's true.
Yeah, you ever put a little Mento in your butthole and then pour Diet Coke down your lower back?
Yeah.
And then it just all fizzes like that?
It never got to fizz because Scott sucked it out.
Now, I mean, I know the answer, but for the listeners, did he go for the Mento or the Diet Coke? Which is the thing he went for first? And I know that Mento freak went for the Mentos, the fresh maker, as he likes to call himself.
Yeah, it's he calls himself the fresh maker, and he makes me be the luge, and then I pour the Coke down.
I can much see what you're explaining
but
here.
He refuses. Even though it's his own idea, he refuses to put his lips to my hole.
Well,
which
that's
is good.
In the long run, that's probably for the better.
But he grabs my tummy and squeezes, so I fart, and then the Mento pops out.
Oh, he shoots the Mento into his own. So he eats the Mento out of your butthole like she eats an olive out of his belly button in Hot Shots.
He likes to say he eats it out of the air, but technically, yeah.
Hey, we got to go to some commercials. Keep in mind, WLIR 106.9, the Gino Lombardo Show, broadcasting live from Splish Splash. We're going to be back. We're going to try to get fucking Todd's wet t-shirt contest popping off. Start boiling the water. We'll be right back.
WLIR
106.9.
I'm Mrs. Domingo from Sticks and Stones, Long Island and America's only all mozzarella stick restaurant. This is my husband, Mr. Domingo.
Hello there.
We have some of the best mozzarella sticks. They're not the best, but they're some of the best, but it is all we do.
Yeah, that's right. And they're dry.
Yes.
They are dry. So all you Sicilians, all you old school Sicilians out there, just know you're going to get your fix.
Oh, and we got mouth dryers. If in case you're coming and you're over-salivated already, you could just go right to the mouth dryer, dry your mouth out to get a nice dry bite of... Now, we're not doing it the Sicilian way anymore. We kept the name, but we're no longer using stones. We're using Progresso breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Blended with the 4C breadcrumbs.
Much to my chagrin.
Yeah, Mr. Domingo is less than happy with this, but we had to make a change due to a class action lawsuit from a gastrointestinal doctor in Nassau County.
And that's too much information. But, yes, the truth. Look, we live in a world of softies, and that's another topic for another time.
So come on down and grab yourself a mozzarella stick that is bigger than my clit,
and
a.k.a. huge.
And don't worry, there's no water.
This is
Bethpage, Hicksville, Farmingdale, Wine Bench, Deer Park, Brentwood, Central Islip, and Ronkonkoma.
The Gino Lombardo Show.
You're back. I'm back. We're all back listening to the Gino Lombardo Show on WLIR 106.9, recording live today out of Splish Splash Water Park in Riverhead, New York. We're here to rock. I'm here with Todd. Todd was just telling me this touching story about Mento. All right, Todd, get off the table. This thing is made for fucking beer pong. This
is
wild.
I know how to surf now.
Okay, that's not surfing. That is something I do recognize.
Surfboard.
Oh, yeah, that was surfboard, if I see it. We need more surfboard license plates. My son's name is also surfboard.
That's good crossover content.
I used to watch The Simpsons, but then I only watched the new stuff. Then I started watching some of the older stuff, and I got bored by it.
It moves so slow.
I need shit to be faster. I want to barely
Simpsons
register.
Simpsons double speed.
Oh, I watch Simpsons at double speed with the volume off and the subtitles in Mandarin.
I listen to podcasts on 8 speed because I got to get through as many as I can in a day.
Do you listen to podcasts with subtitles on?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's much easier for me that
way. Well, I hire a guy who memorizes the podcast, and then he performs it in my ear.
Oh, that's smart, because I have my friend Rick, who spots me on bench press, who sort of half remembers podcasts he listened to, and he kind of runs them by me.
That's cool. I also sometimes read like subreddits about podcasts. It tells me the best and worst parts.
Oh yeah, I think those guys on I'm assuming they're guys on Reddit have some of the best opinions, because it's always like, here's something specific that happens in a niche like moment of the episode and I hated it. And then someone else is like, oh, that's super specific 1 second thing as part of 63 minute thing I just listened to, I loved it. And it's like, well, I'm never going to listen again because of this specific one thing, that which amounts to about 0.01% of the entire podcast. But if it shuts some people off, fucking A, more better for everybody.
Absolutely.
More better.
Okay, the water's boiled.
The water is boiled, so now let's let it get back down to like slightly warmer
Let's go!
Whoa! Todd! Oh my God, Todd!
Some of it blew back!
Yeah, well, luckily it turned to snow before it hit you in the face.
It feels like Edward Scissorhands.
It does. You look like the end of Big Lebowski.
I never seen it.
You never seen it, Todd?
I've only seen the Small Lebowski. It's the Kid Bob's version.
Small Lebowski starring Jonathan Lipnicki.
He said a bowling ball weighs 8 pounds.
All right, well, let's get this first woman to the burn ward at Mercy Hospital ASAP. Get her on the train.
She's fine.
She'll take the train back and she'll be fine. Put her on the train.
Pay for her fare.
Yeah. You hear that?
Somebody.
I got no cash. I asked for petty cash to come here, and they said, you took all the petty cash last week and lost in that fucking dice game.
Oh, I don't carry cash. I only carry this jitterbug phone that only calls 911.
Okay, and you use that for currency somehow?
Every time I want to buy something.
Don't dial it. Don't dial it.
Every time I want to buy something, I call 911 and ask them for a dollar.
And they talk you down? Let's, all right. Looks like the boiling water cooled down to just slightly above room temperature.
Let's go, please.
Oh, no. Jesus Christ, Todd. We have to wait. That woman was just pushing a stroller with twins in it.
She wasn't in it?
No, we need to, the volunteers that want to be in the wet t-shirt contest, stop throwing pots of boiling hot. And also that last one was not a pot of boiling water. That was, I was making pasta for everyone.
Oh,
you threw
man.
My fucking fettuccine on everybody.
That's what
without the Alfredo. How could you?
Well, there's eating plain noodles.
Yeah, well, I was going to make the Alfredo next, but this cream keeps freezing up on me. Trying
frozen
to keep the cream warm.
Cream.
I'm squeezing the cream behind my kneecaps to try to warm them up and melt it down, but it ain't working.
Do you know this riddle?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. The one you're showing me on this piece of paper right here?
Yeah.
But you can read it out loud to me if you want. And
okay,
then I can
I'll
demonstrate how much I know it.
How much does it hurt to jerk off in the winter?
Okay, so that's not a riddle. I'm reading the riddle. It's not. That's not it at all. This is just a question you have, Todd, and that's okay. I'm told if you want to ask, just ask that question. I can answer it for you. Have you not tried to jerk off in the winter?
Can I read another one?
Yeah, you can read another one, but if you just have an actual question you want to ask me, you don't have to read it all like slow, like say it all slow like you're reading it off something.
That's how I read.
Oh, sorry. Whatever you can ask me.
Does your cum turn hard in the blizzard?
Now, Todd, you're reading these off of popsicle sticks like they're riddles or jokes or something. If you have these questions about how your body works, there's no better place. I'm a shock jock. This is the shit we do. We're about to get some chicks up here, see them get like kind of bluish areolas, you know, freezing their little nips off. I can't wait.
This one comes from a person in the audience.
So someone asked you to ask this question. So now you're taking. All right. Well, let's just ask it.
Does?
Yeah. Do you want to show it to me? Because you're holding a blank piece of paper in your hand, so it's kind of hard.
Does your jizz turn to snowflakes when you come on Christmas?
Okay, now these questions are also rather similar, and it's funny that they're allegedly coming from a bunch of different people.
It's from that guy.
That guy?
With the sunglasses.
And to answer that question, I wouldn't know.
You never jerked off on Christmas?
No, because I always blew my load on Christmas Eve, and then it took me until at least Boxing Day to get my shit back together.
That checks out.
Yeah, so I was always fucking drained, just drinking pineapple juice and Gatorade on Christmas Day. Because I bought at 11:59 on Christmas Eve, I always fill a full stocking of gum.
For Santa?
For Santa. And then
Uncle Scott doesn't let me even believe in Santa anymore.
Oh, that's such bullshit.
He said
bullshit.
I got too old.
How old are you? I should have asked this a long time
middle
ago.
Middle school.
You're in middle school? Well, I was 17 in middle school, so it's different for everybody.
I don't even know the number.
No one's told you your
number? No one kept the tally marks.
Do you mean you moved out of a house where you scratched what your age was on the walls?
Yes, my mommy's house.
Oh.
I was scratching my age every year. I grew an age. And then my mom left, and then she dropped me in a bassinet on Uncle Scott's door front with in a basket with a diaper on, and he had to change it.
Oh, man.
He was lucky, though. It was just pee-pee and poo.
Oh, just pee-pee and poo. I couldn't even imagine what would make him unlucky. You go, there's something besides the two that you can get in a diaper?
What's number three for you? At my school, it's diarrhea.
Oh, at your school, diarrhea? Yeah, for me, three is puking.
Oh, okay, so it goes one, piss, two, poo, three, diarrhea, / puke.
Yeah, four, cum.
Puke, / cum. Five, cum, / blood.
Puke. / blood. So if you're ever in class and you say, I got to make a number five, that means I got to go drain my blood into the toilet in the bathroom.
We call that making a donation.
Yeah. I call it dropping platelets. Well, these chicks are going to be dropping fives in no time if we don't get them dancing. All right, DJ. Hey, Brett, I'm sorry.
Can
Brett,
I sing
you
a
have
song?
To take your jacket off.
Can
you
I
have to take
freezing.
You have to take your jacket off, Brett. Come on, we're wearing merch.
Can I sing a song before he plays a DJ song?
Yeah, of course.
This is that white gold, Michelle Pfeiffer, that ice cold. This one for them good girls, them hood girls, straight masturbators. Styling, violin, living up in the city. Wish I saw us a say song, gonna get yourself so pretty. I'm too hot, hot damn. Call the police and the dragon man. I'm too hot, hot damn. Make police want a dragon man. I'm too hot.
The police have the guns trained on you right now. I don't know. I guess you're not allowed to sing that Beatles song here. Everyone's so mad. All right, cops, stand down. All right. Jesus fucking pigs. Then you know what, DJ? That's perfect. We'll just play Todd's song that he sang. We record. Did we get that? Yeah,
we got it. Yeah.
All right, let's play that later.
Cool. You're going to have to pay me.
I'm going to have to pay you and Bruno. And
pay
then
me
I guess
911 phone
MJ.
Calls. Call 911, give them a dollar.
I can't. 911 has blocked me. Because I kept calling and asking questions about jet fuel and steel beams and Steve Ranazzisi's 9/11 experience. But they were saying, no, this is 911. This is not a 911 hotline.
Oh.
And that was like a decade of my life, calling up and asking assorted questions. Like, well, why did they all need pilot's licenses? You know, and then just shit like that. And they were like, sir, please stop. You know, the use.
Speaking of things we're not supposed to talk about.
What's the thing we haven't supposed to talk about? The child's penis, your uncle sucking a Mento out of your butt?
My school said it's a null and void topic. It's been talked about so much that we can't cover it anymore.
Your middle school has a rule that we talk about 9/11 so much we can't talk about it anymore?
Yeah, so we can no longer talk about JFK being assassinated. We can't talk about 9/11. You can't talk about Trump anymore.
What?
Because everyone talks about him too much. We can only talk about fresh ideas.
Oh.
So you have to come in with something very fresh to talk about every day.
Do you have something for Monday?
Before.
Do you have something for Monday?
Well, I was working on an idea. You have to tell me if you've ever heard about this before. It's a really fresh idea.
I might not be the best judge, but hit me.
Okay, so you know how, like, when your uncle is asleep and he's doing that thing where he's, like, going, I'm dreaming. Now is when I tell the truth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And he says, bring me my microphone and my podcast recorder. And then you have to go get it.
And my uncle doesn't do podcasts, but he said, bring me my microphone.
And then you bring it over to him and he goes like this. The truth is, I would have sucked the Mento with my tongue if I could. I would have sucked all the Mento flavors and mint.
Okay, so the question you're asking me seems super specific to you. And specifically to your uncle, Scott Aukerman, who is... Okay.
Here's a question my uncle wrote to you.
Okay.
When your nephew swallows a Mento... Does it come out the butt, or do you have to put it in the butt instead of...
Todd, you're holding a fake piece of bazooka gum, pretending you're reading that as like a horoscope. Just if you have these questions, you can ask me. I'm your friend. I'm Gino. I'm a little older. I'm a little wiser. I've been through the block. I've been around the block. I've been under the block. I've been bottoming for the block. I've done a lot of stuff around the block.
Well, so to answer my uncle wanted to know that.
Okay, well, your uncle, to answer the question, I think your best bet to get that Mentos into your mouth cleanly from a butthole is placing it in the butthole rather than doing the digestive tract, because I think you're going to lose a little bit of that smooth candy coating that makes a Mentos aerodynamic and gives it that pop that'll shoot it out
like
of your
this.
Rectum. Whoa! Todd, did you do that? Brett, did you do that close enough to the mic? Did we get that sound? Todd just bent over, farted, and a Mentos shot out, and what...
I didn't get the sound exactly.
Should I try it again?
Yeah. How many do you have up there? Sorry, I just spoke over that one. That one went fast. That one
you
went
have a third one?
You just hit it right into the pool filter from a distance. From a distance. Whoa! Okay, now that one was weird. Your butt closed on the Mento, chewed it, and it's gone now. I've never seen that before, Todd. Did you pre-put the lipstick around? Honestly, this is not the most I've looked at a child's
that one,
asshole.
Did that
in my
one
life.
Have a kiss emoji on it?
Yeah, it was.
I counted them out.
This
and watch how they landed against the floor. It spelled a message.
Oh my God!
Can you read?
Yeah, Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yeah, my school won't let me talk about that anymore, but they will let me write about it in Mentos.
Oh, it's time for the next round. Oh,
yeah, okay, so explain how round two of your wet t-shirt gun. So round
this
one was a round robin. You said round one is a round robin, rockin'
and
robin.
It works like that.
Okay.
It works like how it did. So whoever was still left is in.
So we've got it down from 88 women to 61 women. What are we going to do for round two?
Next round, it goes a little something like this. Boil this milk.
Jesus Christ, Todd. You got to at least aim for the girls. And why is it milk now?
It blew back.
Yeah, it blew back. And ice cream landed in your face.
Pretty lucky.
Now, Todd.
What?
When did you start boiling that milk? You've been sitting here talking to me this whole time, and you've got a couple of hot pots going. We can't have this.
That one was boiling for 30 minutes.
Something I'm learning a lot from being on the radio these days is you got to be safe. And you don't want people to feel scared, whether they're listening. If you start to be worried about someone while you're listening, the whole show falls. Like when you're listening to a podcast and you can recognize that one person doesn't know what the other person's talking about. And they're just pretending and they're still going. And that shit just, like, that's dangerous. You gotta just come clean.
But wait, can I sing a song?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Oh, he's crying.
This is the night gold, the show five of the white gold. This one's as good girls, them good girls, tight to masterpieces. Standing.
I just a little bit louder into the micro. I think if you, we're having a hard time.
Living it up in the city. Rich girls,
Brett, turn up the love a
yeah,
little bit.
Yeah, this is too quiet for the love.
I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman.
I recognize what you're singing is a song that we don't have the money to license, but hopefully the crowd noise over your silent singing would be enough.
It wasn't silent, I was crying.
Okay, so now we've gotten it down from 61 women in round two by you threw boiling milk on one and about 51 quit, so we're down to 10 chicks.
I'm
this
crying
is the third
because it's so sad.
Why are you so sad about
that?
All
of them quit.
That's what happens. Hey, dem's the breaks. I don't want you to be sad. There's
all
a couple
right,
of things I want you to know.
Kit Kats.
Now, this is... Now, I don't even recognize this as a piece of pop culture or anything like that, but I will say, this is wild. I've never even seen melted Kit Kats. A lot of chunky graham cracker pieces.
Have you ever been to a baby shower where you have to play the diaper game and you guess what kind of chocolate bar is in the diapers?
Oh, I'm not allowed to go any baby showers. I'm banned from baby showers.
Why?
Because I keep showing up and asking questions like, well, how come jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams? Was Steve Ranazzisi at this baby shower when 9/11 happened? Same shit with the 911 peeps. I got the same issue with my cousin Gloria and her stupid fucking baby shower. I'm like, you're not even having a baby.
What is she doing?
She was just having a baby shower because she wanted the fucking clout. She just wanted the pictures.
Did she get baby outfits?
Everyone got her baby clothes, and now she's wearing them to the gym and shit, and she looks like a fucking freak. She looks like a tight... She's sewn a bunch of baby onesies together to make one adult-sized shirt that she wears to the gym. And when anyone asks her any questions, she's like, oh, it's from my kid. He died. Cancer.
That's awful. Yeah.
And everyone feels really bad. And then she just keeps on... And she doesn't even work out. She just walks on the treadmill while talking on the phone to real estate developers.
Is your cousin Gina?
This is my cousin Gloria.
Oh, I thought
my
you
cousin,
had...
My cousin Gina, she died at birth.
Oh, okay. Do you have Gina... Gino, Genie.
Yeah, Gloria.
Gloria.
Genie is
Gloria,
my Genie.
Glory.
Genie is my coke-addled blue uncle who committed suicide.
Genie is my favorite character in Aladdin.
In the new one, right?
Yeah, I love Will Smith.
I love Will Smith too. He's mad funny, and I
he
think
can't do anything wrong.
No, not at all. I even ignore the fact that he's a Scientologist daily.
He is?
Yeah, and it's easy to ignore because he is so cool, and you really hate to hear that about
him. Is he really?
Of course he is. He's like 100 years old and still successful. They all have that in common.
What?
Except for Travolta.
I didn't know about that.
Do you think Travolta looks at Tom Cruise's career and Will Smith's career and he's like, hey, Xenu, cut me a fucking break here. All right.
Here's a question for you.
Okay.
Do you think Xenu...
Okay. Now, this question is from someone in the crowd or from... You're gonna, it has something to do with exactly what we were talking about. And why even with the conceit that you're reading it anymore? Just talk to me.
Do you think Xenu...
Now, why are you still sounding out the first five words, which you've now read a couple of times? That's my question.
Do y'all think Xenu...
You definitely had it right previously. Let's go back to one of the original takes.
Do you think Xenu has... frozen cum in the winter.
Now, Todd, I should have seen where that was going. I should have seen where it was coming from. Have you had your cum frozen? Is that an issue you've had? Because I've only had it happen once. I was in the Yukon. I had like a little bit of pre-cum come out from because I was watching this weightlifting video. And a little bit of pre-cum came out and the snap froze and clogged my pecker for a couple of days. But that was about the worst. Eventually, I was able to chisel away like the little jizz-sickle that was...
Chisel your jizzle?
I chiseled the jizzle. Well, the paramedics are taking away the two finalists here. So I think we have ourselves
right,
a winner,
Todd. Round. With a gun.
Oh, my God, Todd. Holy shit. Oh, it shot frozen jizz. Isn't that so funny, Todd? Todd, have you been making up all these questions for the last hour to get us to this moment? We got to shoot frozen jizz out
it
of a pistol.
Still hurt her.
Yeah, no, she's in a lot of pain. And it's weird you said that like a brag. But yeah, she's hurt. She's hurt real bad. Hey, this is the Gino Lombardo Show. We're coming at you live from Splish Splash in Riverhead. Todd, thanks for coming by.
Oh, my God. Thanks for having me. Can I get paid from the work I've been doing all day?
Yeah, yeah. Just pick up. We have $10,000 paychecks waiting at the booth for everyone
that
comes.
I don't have a bank.
You don't have a bank. All right, we'll do cash.
Sweet.
I hope you take cash, baby.
Is that from The Small Lebowski?
Yeah, it's from The Small Lebowski. Cool. Just leave them alone, Donnie. They're nihilists, Donnie. Baby nihilists are cute AF.
Aww.
This is Gino Lombardo for the Gino Lombardo Show, coming at you 106.9 WLIR, normally out of Patchogue, today out of Riverhead at Splish Splash. Give it up for my guest, Todd. Give it up for the EMTs who are doing their job and taking care of this poor woman who's dying of hypothermia in front of us. But she is the winner, and I hate to say this, look at the tits on that passed out woman. They are amazing. Hey, put your hands together, motherfuckers. Plenty more after this break.
Broadcasting from the heart of Long Island.
It's the Gino Lombardo Show.
Pilot pussy, ooh. Pilot pussy, ooh. Pilot pussy, ooh. Pilot pussy, ooh.
Hello, I am Veronica Victoria Vita Vanceleone, but you may know me as the inventor of Poly Pussy, the number one adult women's toy where you carry around a little pussy in your pocket. But It's not for sexual stuff, it's for convenience.
Hi, my name is Trisha, and for the longest time, my chapstick kept falling out of my Coach bag. I have a little mini Coach backpack that I wear, and my chapstick just kept falling out. Then I found Polly Pussy.
Remember when you were little and you played with a little Polly Pocket? It was like a little doll's ecosystem. But then you grew up and you were told, I can't play with toys anymore. Not anymore. You can. You can have a little anatomically correct vagina in your pocket, and you can put your chapsticks right up the vaginal canal.
Hi, my name is Marissa, and I love my Polly Pussy. For the longest time, I had no place to keep my tiny vial of cocaine that I use when I go to parties. Now, I just reach up, go right, make a left past the clit, right towards the G-spot, or as I like to call it, the C-spot. Thanks, Polly Pussy.
Hi, my name is Linda, and I'm an old fat lady now, so I need to constantly keep little snacks around. And lucky for me, I have a Polly Pussy, a place in which I could keep little butterscotch candies and little pieces of bread I took from Martin's Steakhouse on Hempstead Turnpike and little pads of butter and creamers for my coffee. I'm Linda. Thanks, Polly Pussy.
Head over to pollypussy.ninja, use promo code Gino, and have a little party in your pussy pocket.
Polly Pussy, ooh. Polly Pussy, ooh. Polly Pussy, ooh. Polly Pussy, ooh. Polly Pussy is for women only, not to be used by incels, men, or homosexuals.
Well, that wet t-shirt contest is not going the way I want it to go, but there's plenty more great stuff to come from the Gino Lombardo Show live at Splish Splash Water Park in Riverhead. I contacted one of my friends. I know him from Gold's Gym on Belmore Road. He's a lifeguard here at Splish Splash. And I'm going to get an exclusive interview with one of Splish Splash's lifeguards, Bruce Farber. How's it going, Bruce?
Hey, dude. Good, dude. How are you, dude?
I'm great, man. This Hell is so yeah. It's so nice to get to catch up with you in your
man.
Place
back
of work.
Splish Splash, taking a bath.
All about a Saturday night?
That's right.
I forget those lyrics.
Yeah, it's so good to be back here, man. I just love kicking it all year round at Splish Splash, winter.
Are you on the clock at that point? Are you
I'm getting paid.
Oh, that's amazing.
I mean, not from anyone, but I'm getting, paid.
Okay, I don't follow the logic there. It's just sort of like how teachers can get their salary spread out over the summer, even if they're not working. So you kind of spread your summer paychecks out over the course of the whole year.
That's exactly how it is. Yeah, okay. Dude. Yeah, because during the summer, I'm like, because they try to pay me for my job, and I'm like, don't hold on to it. Don't hold on to it. Give it to me.
Okay, so they're going to pay you. You say, give it to me.
I say, give it to me. And then I just basically go and I hide it somewhere in the park.
Oh, smart, smart.
And then in the winter when it's snowy, that's like a fun challenge for me to go find.
So you come back to the park to find paychecks?
Yeah.
Now, you're aware that banks exist and stuff if you wanted to deposit that check and have access to
it. Dude, yes, I'm not a doof, okay?
I know. All right, no one, Bruce. Anyone who knows you're not a doof.
A lot of people call me a doof because of all the spit in my mouth.
People have hyperactive salivary
Exactly,
glands.
Dude. Yes. I can't control that.
No, you can't.
I just have a lot of spit in my mouth.
You have a lot of spit, and that's why you hold this solo cup that you spit into over and over. A lot of people think you're doing dip.
Dump it. I'm not doing dip, dude. Dip, dude. I'm not doing dip, dude. That'd ruin your teeth, dude.
He's not doing dip, dude.
Not doing dip, dude.
Bruce isn't doing dip, dude.
That's right, dude.
No, don't do dip, dude.
Don't do dip, dude.
You're a spit dude.
That's me, man. You're a spit dude.
I'm a spit dude, too.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So I just want to talk a little bit about, a guy like you working at Splish Splash, head lifeguard of the wave pool.
Man.
Supervisor of Shotgun Falls.
Shotgun Falls, the most deadly ride at the park.
Yeah, and a lot of people blame you for that.
I know, because I pushed that kid that one time. Because he wanted to go fast.
It's the deadliest ride in the park because it's the one park that a kid died on, and you had a true hand in that.
He said he wanted to go fast. I threw the kid. His head hit the rim of a tunnel, and he got decapitated.
Holy shit. I know. I saw the footage on Ebaum's World. It was pretty fucking wild. You threw that kid like 40 feet.
What was I supposed to do? He said he wanted to go fast. I didn't know his head was so loose.
Maybe he was just a huge fan of Sonic. You know, gotta go fast. And then you grab him, crank him, throw him into the tunnel.
He had a loose head, dude. I had nothing to do with that.
And luckily, that doctor was able to prove in court that he did have a loose head.
Yeah, thank goodness. Yeah, his like vertebrae and his neck were all like shifting around or whatever.
Yeah, he had one less vertebrae than most people, and he had a pre-cut his neck pretty bad. So, see, Bruce, we're on the same page.
Yeah, and what I think is so cool about Splish Splash is that they didn't fire me after that.
No, they kept you around.
They kept me around. They gave me 2 weeks probation.
Oh, and paid probation, right?
Paid probation, and yeah. I hid that paycheck immediately. Have not been able to find that one.
You hear that, for listeners of the Gino Lombardo Show, that I'm recording live at Splish Splash with Bruce Farber, the lifeguard. If you're hearing this, feel free to come out here and try to find this hidden paycheck. It's a little Easter egg. It's like finding the little Mickey at Disney World. Now you can find Bruce's paycheck.
If you find it, please give it to me, though. Like, don't keep it. Because it's also made out to me, technically.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Because that's going to be hard for someone that, unless they steal your identity.
Yeah, you'd have to have me sign it over to you, and I'm not doing that.
No, you're not falling for that one again.
No.
Not since... Oh, Jesus. I didn't know it came out like a trumpet spit valve. I thought it was slow. It comes out like every couple of minutes? That much?
Yeah, well, I have to sort of force it because, yeah, it is like... It's actually, that's very accurate. It's a lot like a trumpet spit valve where you got to like open the hole and blow through it.
I mean, you had an empty solo cup and now you have a full... That's like 18, 16 ounces or something.
Yeah, hang on. Let me go dump this in the wave pool.
I don't think you're supposed to pour that right in the pool.
It just fades.
So much piss are in these pools.
Oh, there's so much piss in these pools, dude.
Is that one of the perks of working at Splish Splash, that you could piss wherever
you
want?
Hell yeah, you piss wherever you want. It's all water. One time I saw a lady give birth to a baby in one of the pools.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's awesome. A water birth.
Here's the thing. It came out so fast that it knocked the wind out of me.
It knocked the wind out of you?
No, this kid, this like 10-year-old kid who happened to also be in the pool.
The baby shot out of the woman,
dude,
hit a kid in the stomach, and it knocked the wind out of that
kid. I feel like movies, so they misrepresent it.
You gotta lead with that. If a kid's getting the wind knocked out of him, that's the most interesting part of the story.
Like in movies, like the baby comes out so slow and it takes hours or whatever.
Yeah, and they're like, there's the head. And it's like, no, sometimes...
It was like projectile, like out, and it knocked the wind out of this kid, and the kid died.
Oh fuck!
Knocked the wind out of him. He had no more wind.
Oh, not the baby. The baby survived.
Baby was totally fine.
Now I saw this court case. It was in Newsday, big article. The parents of the dead kid sued the mom for the kid and won.
Yeah.
So they got to adopt that newborn baby.
They did. So everybody was happy.
I met that kid.
You did?
Yeah. He was at All American getting picking up cheeseburgers for his family. He's a little older now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it's weird. The parents are making him dress up like the dead kid, and they're pretending he's the dead kid.
Oh, it's like My Sweet Audrina.
What is that? Bruce, what movie is that?
It's a book by V.C. Andrews.
What? Huh? Bruce, you read? I guess you have downtime as a lifeguard.
Yeah, oh yeah. I read, like, I basically just sit up there and in my tower and I just read. I don't ever watch. Because they're fine. Like, their parents are here. What's going to happen?
Yeah, they got...
The worst that happened was that kid got decapitated and then another kid died.
Yeah, so now two kids have died, specifically on your watch.
That's the worst.
One of which was, objectively your fault.
Well, the other one, I did put that kid down in the path of the baby right before it hit.
I thought you meant you put the kid down like he had the wind knocked out of him and then you euthanized him.
Oh, that also. Like, so the baby knocked the wind out of him. I pulled him out. They were like, give him CPR. And I was like, I'm going to put him down.
He's
called
done.
I called it. I said DNR.
Not worth it.
NDA or what is it? DOA.
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 Yeah. NDA, DOA, NWA. Don't say that one. I was talking to myself there. Gino, don't say that one. While I have you here, and anyone who's from Long Island who follows Splish Splash News is going to be furious that I didn't bring up probably the most famous death that happened.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
The one where you convinced a kid to kill himself.
Dude, that was the most famous. Hold on.
Holy shit.
Yeah, sorry.
You got that one directly into the filter from across the pool.
Yeah, man, a lot of practice.
That was... I can't even describe. For the listeners, it was like a lawn sprinkler.
Yeah, dude.
It went 40 feet directly into the filter.
I can do four different settings. I can do like with it, or I can go with it, or I can go all the different other ones.
Well, there's two more settings.
I know. Yeah, it's crazy.
That's fucking nuts, Bruce.
So anyway, yeah. So that kid.
The kid, he stood up on the top of the Congo Rapids.
Rapids, of course, a family favorite.
Yeah, and he was like.
He was like, I love my life.
I mean, I saw the footage on Ebaum's World.
Yeah. Dude, are they still up?
They're still up. Oh, they're doing.
Because I thought they would have been taken down by now.
Oh yeah, no, they keep just like cloning them and putting up proxy videos on the different names. Yeah. But you can find it if you search "Splish Splash Kid Lives?" And then you can watch the video. And the kid is standing on top of Congo Rapids saying, "I love my life. I just met my dream girl."
Yeah.
And then you're standing not too far away, but you have a megaphone.
I'm standing not far away. Yeah, I'm on my tower of a megaphone. And I basically, like, initially I was just going to yell at him, hey, no standing on the rides. But then I yelled, kill yourself. Dude, I was as surprised as he was, man. And then he did it.
Well, let's be honest. It's an expression people throw it around. It's fucked up.
I guess what I took for granted is that when kids hear a lifeguard yell something, they do it.
Right? Like, if you can yell,
don't swim, or
no running.
No running, and they'll stop, or like, yeah.
Leap from that top of that tower despite being a 9-year-old kid.
That's right. And dude, he did it. I was like, it's so crazy.
That's where we learned that Long Island, Suffolk County specifically, has a no-fault rule where you can't be at any
trouble. No. Because also I wasn't holding a weapon. I wasn't like...
Yeah, you didn't coerce him into doing it.
No, I just gave him one simple command and then he did it. And so it was crazy.
Yeah, your defense in court was that you were actually singing accidentally the wrong lyrics to an Eminem song.
Yeah.
You were
like... Instead of lose yourself, I was saying kill yourself. But I guess,
it worked.
And it worked. I mean, hey. What's so crazy too is that like I chose to represent myself in court and won every single time.
Yeah, that was awesome. And the coolest thing, and I saw this footage on Ebaum's World, was you representing yourself in court, but in full lifeguard regalia.
Oh, yeah, I never come out of it.
Yeah, you were zinc on your nose, red shorts.
Oh, yeah, red shorts.
Spinning that whistle the whole time.
Neon glasses.
Frosted tips.
Frosted tips, dead.
Tiva sandals.
Tell yeah, Tiva sandals.
Tell yeah, Tiva. Just like the commercial.
Yeah, man. Bum equipment hat.
Oh, yeah, that's a killer hat. Bum equipment hat, bugle boy tank top.
You're really doing it, man.
You're killing it, though.
Yeah, and I never come out of this uniform, man. I never come out of it.
Yeah,
I'm a lifeguard for life. Lifeguard for life. Lifeguard.
You're guarding lives for life.
Right.
That's where it comes from.
That's right.
And this is not a lot of people know this, but when you become a lifeguard, you make a pact to always be on duty.
Yeah, you always be on duty, and if for some reason you kill a couple kids, it's okay because you're going to
stay on duty.
Stay on duty. You don't get off duty. Stay on it and hide your paychecks.
Bruce, thank you so much for talking to me, but I'm sorry. I've been hunting this man down. Billy Joel is in the Lazy River. I gotta grab this interview.
Oh,
he
loves Splish Splash, man. He's always here.
This motherfucker. I know. We can tell because the parking lot has so many accident sites for him rolling in wasted and just flipping his car and getting out and going
Dude, go catch him. Lazy River sounds lazy, but it's fast.
I know. It moves super fast. You had the speed cranked up. I saw that on Ebaum's World.
Yeah. 20%.
Not a lot, but enough to make it not a lazy river.
No, it's a sort of active river.
All right,
get over there, man.
I'm going. Thanks, Bruce.
No problem, man.
This has been the Gino Lombardo Show. Hello, it's me, Dr. Richmond, here to tell you about our vascular surgery. We are located on the North Fork near Orient Point. And for anyone who needs to be more vascular in their life, whether they are someone who receives frequent blood transplants, or you're a bodybuilder, or you just want those veins that look like you're working hard, well, come to me, Dr. Richmond, located at Orient Point, where I will give you more veins. Do you want big blue ones on your leg? I can do that. Do you want big red ones through your back? I can do that. Do you want to have a big one that beats in your forehead along with how like a sort of mood vein for your forehead? I can do that. Come out east to Dr. Richmond's Vein Laboratories. We'll add you veins that you need. Hey, Don't be vain. You probably think this vein is about you, don't you, baby?
It's the Gino Lombardo Show.
Sound speeds.
All right, Brett, we're right by the Lazy River. You got to give me the recording equipment. I can't have anyone else fucking this thing up. Let me just handle this. This is what I was born to do, Brett. I literally have been training as an engineer once a quarter for the last 6 years. I got this.
Okay. All right. Just be careful. Okay? All right. Yeah. There's a lot of
stuff. Just give me all the wire. Give me the zoom. Okay. Give me this. What is this? Do I need this?
Yeah, that's the mic.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Let me grab this. And do I need your iPhone or can I use my own?
iPhone for what?
I have no idea. Just leave them. All right. Both our phones.
Okay.
Got it. All right. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. That's got to be him. It's either him or it's Kingpin on a fucking float. Hey, Mr. Joel. Mr. Joel, right here. Hi, Gino Lombardo from the Gino Lombardo Show, 106.9 WLIR. Let me come to you. Oh, damn it. Okay. Ooh, Jesus Christ, the recorder got wet. I'll just put this in rice later. This should work. Shouldn't be a problem. Mr. Joel, hi. I'll just paddle alongside you. Hi. I'm Gino Lombardo, and I'm a huge fan of you, and I'm just so excited to meet you. What made you come up with the Downeaster, Alexa?
Well, it's a funny song.
Oh, man. Fuck Captain Jack. You're gonna get me high tonight. Just the fact that I got to meet you, Mr. Billy Joel. Oh shit, I'm freaking out. Okay, Uptown Girl. Everyone knows that it was originally called Uptown Girls, and then you met Christie Brinkley and you had to knock it down to girl. Was she flattered or was she upset? Please. Oh my God, that would be amazing. We're about to hear previously unreleased Billy Joel tracks. We'll definitely play it later on in the episode. Mr. Joel, Mr. Billy Joel, BJ, the man himself, Big Shot, whatever you, Anthony's song, moving out. I'm sorry, I'm freaking out. Here's the thing. There's just something I've always wanted to ask you about, and this is something I'm not even comfortable sharing, but because it's you, I just want to say, I believe that the two of us are cosmically intertwined, in which at some point our paths were bound to cross because we're two powerful, positive Long Island spirits who've achieved a connection unlike any before. And I'm just hoping that you feel the same way in some capacity. Gino Lombardo coming at you live one last time from the WLIR tent right by the Lazy River at Splish Splash in Riverhead, Long Island. Guys, I just gotta say, I'm sorry I didn't even get a chance to finish that interview you just listened to live, me and Billy Joel. I meant to ask him a few more questions, but I had no idea the turn it was going to take. How was I to know we would both be crying in each other's arms? And really, I can't believe this, and I'm just so excited that I made this connection. I got his phone number. I wrote it down on a piece of paper because I didn't have my iPhone on me. But I'm going to contact Billy, and we're going to get him back on the show. I'm so pumped you guys got to listen to it live. Can't wait to listen to it back. But this has been the Gino Lombardo Show, WLIR 106.9, coming at you live from Splish Splash in Riverhead. I want to thank all my guests we had Todd stop by, of course, all our lovely ladies in the wet t-shirt contest, Bruce, my buddy Bruce the lifeguard, thank you so much. I did find one of your paychecks stuffed into an old roller skate. I will bring it back your way in no time. And this is the Gino Lombardo Show. I'm Gino Lombardo, recording live, signing off. This has been the best day of my fucking life. I'd like to see Mikey Beef Cheeks get Billy Joel on there.
Michelle Pfeiffer for the eyes cold. There's one for them good girls, them hood girls, straight masturbators. Styling, violin, living up in the city. Wish I was a say song. Gonna get yourself so pretty. I'm too hot, hot damn. Call the police and the dragon man. I'm too hot.